Peg Warmers is the code name for toys and collectibles with high supply and low demand. Join Kevin and his team of collector commandos as they discuss popular and not so popular retro and current toy brands.
Welcome to Peg Warmers. I'm Kevin.
I'm Mike the Bro Show Bro.
And I'm Tony from Hack the Movies.
And we're here to talk about toys.
Welcome, Tony.
I'm so happy to be here.
So Tony has been on the old version of this channel, SEO Toy Review.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Quite a few times. Tony and I did a massive Jurassic Park shoot at my house one time.
That's right, yeah.
All the
Fallen Kingdom toys.
Yes,
yeah.
Mattel sent me a giant box and I was like, Tony needs to come over and talk about these with me.
And then we did a video where I restored my Red Rex. I got a guy who made like the replacement parts for the arms, and then I got real nervous when like they wouldn't go in. I was afraid they were going to break.
Were they really tiny little arms?
The tiny ones. Those toys were classic for the arms breaking off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So in our news segment, the company that graded the million-dollar copy of Super Mario 64 has a new owner.
What was that about?
I don't even understand.
Why would you have that? That's crazy.
So I mean, it's not that rare of a game.
No, right? It's like, not. It's everyone not. Literally had that game.
And so I didn't understand that from the start. Like, if it was like a pre-production copy that would like, they changed the packaging on it before it came out. Okay, maybe I get it. It might be the only one. But it is just, they're regular games.
Yeah.
That were carded or graded.
I've seen those games sell at Too Many Games and stuff. Yeah. They're not rare. I think it's a money laundering thing. But like,
that could be interesting.
Now, if it was money laundering, usually you like to keep that a secret. You like to like maybe buy something that actually is expensive. Like you don't want to everyone knows that Mario doesn't cost that much. So why would you use that? I thought that was bizarre. I didn't understand it at all.
Did they like make everything in gold on the inside instead of like standard copper or whatnot?
So,
like,
I mean, do you think that it was a stunt for WADA Games so they would get bought out? Because that's what this article is about?
Maybe. I didn't look that far into it. Just usually when I see stuff like that, my mind goes right to money laundering.
Yeah. So anyway, this company, they got bought out because by Collector Universe, which grades coins, trading cards, and other collectibles. And basically, they're saying that this video game boom has to do with the Pokemon cards and everything else, all the collectible stuff shooting up recently.
But
collector stuff has gone up. COVID and the stimulus checks have definitely caused a spike in collector pricing.
Agreed. Definitely agreed. Yeah. You see it across the board, not just video games, but like toys, everything. It's insane. It's I've seen it. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. I started collecting stuff again. Yeah. I stopped collecting years ago.
and people had extra money and started going on eBay and just buying stuff.
But I didn't spend
$1 million.
I did spend like close to $100 on an Alien 3 hat, but that was.
Was it like screen used or
no? It was just one they gave out at the time. But like you can't find the people make copies of it. They don't make like the original one anymore. Gotcha. So I probably got ripped off, but it was worth it.
Was this game owned by someone special? Like, I mean, in my collection itself, I have some Star Wars toys that were owned by Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, that's my own kind of weird
thing. Did Leonardo
DiCaprio
own this?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
You know, does that bring its value up?
Do you have, like, a certificate of authenticity?
I do. I bought it at an auction house.
Nice.
I actually have a certificate of authenticity. It was, like, $50.
I do know he's, like, a big toy collector.
Yeah, it's all Star Wars Power of the Force toys. So it's, like, when he was a kid and he had his growing pains money.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's investing in Power of the Force.
I saw a lot of those somewhere.
This is another case where the parents of a child actor did not
watch
invest
out.
Their money well.
Oh, yeah. They thought Power of the Force was going to be.
Just
yeah.
Buy Power of the Force stuff with your money. It'll be good.
Yeah. I'll dig that out for a show one time.
My dad.
That'd be good.
My dad did that a lot with, you know, we're going to buy all these comics and I'm going to buy all these baseball cards. They'll be valuable one day.
It's were like, they Alf
no,
comics?
No, it's because they're. Yeah. Like, no, because they're making millions of them this time.
I hope you all got your copy of The Death of Superman because it's going to be a big bird with big money someday.
X-Men number one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the 90s. I have that. Just threw it in a shadow box. Like, it's worth nothing.
Which cover? 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 20, 30?
The one, the first one with the big fold out. Yeah,
I know.
That's the one you got to get.
Yeah.
All right. So our next section is new to the collection. And with it, basically, we talk about things we've picked up recently.
I think I'm going to go last because I think it ties into the overall episode. So how about you guys go first?
All right.
Mike, what do you got that's new?
Well, for me, now, I don't buy a lot of these because it's just not part of my normal collecting, but sometimes they just stand out. So I've been collecting a couple pops recently.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope. So I recently picked up two G.I. Joe ones. They were FYE. They were on sale. Storm Shadow and the Baroness. Now I have to get a Snake Eyes and a Scarlet. That's all I'm going to get. No more G.I. Joe ones for me.
Is this just regular G.I. Joe or based off the new movie?
Oh, okay. They're based off the original cartoon.
The retro toy line, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So it's Baroness version 1, which is the only version of Baroness, and Storm Shadow version 2, where he's a good guy.
Yep.
Do they have the tattoo on his arm or you just can't see it?
You don't see it. Hmm. It's just not there. But he does have the red sword that the original toy came with and the claw.
Oh, that's cool.
That's actually really cool. And then the Baroness, she just looks really cute, and she has her original gun style, which I thought was really good.
She looks like Daria a little bit. Or Daria was a great show.
The retro toy line of Pops has been very accurate with the accessories.
Yes.
Like the backpack on the back of the Pop will look exactly like the accessories of the Joe.
Yep. And there's a Zartan that's apparently out where it's a original Zartan, but there's an exclusive where he's blue.
Got
the change color. It doesn't actually color change, but it's like he's blue and he's color change. So, and then the other two I got were GameStop exclusives of Captain America with his wings, which you can only get there apparently.
Okay. Oh.
And then this just hit this week, which was the What If version of Captain Carter.
Oh yeah, that comes
from
out
the new
soon,
What
right?
If series. Yeah, they're coming out in the next few weeks. So, the box was actually dinged up, and I thought it was just cool. So I'm like, I can open this one. The great thing about Pops, I will say, is 9 times out of 10. They're not taped, so if you really want to pull them out,
put them right back in.
You can put them right back in and keep the mints.
Collector friendly packaging.
Yeah, yep.
So that was going to be my question, and this is actually a question that I've thought about before. Like, you know, we have guests. Is like, there's three answers to this question: in the box, out of the box, or hell no. Do you collect Pops?
Right.
I don't collect. I have a few Pops. A lot of them were given to me. I only bought a few for myself. I have Kelly from Ash vs. Evil Dead on my set there. That's one of the few I bought for myself. I have the Doom Guy one. That's one that the office got sent. I'm like, I'll have Doom Guy. I know in our case we also have, what's-his-face, Neil Patrick Harris from Starship Troopers and the Bug from Starship Troopers. I think at home I have a couple Batman ones, but again, those were not ones I bought. Those are ones that were gifted. So yeah, I guess I don't collect them.
You just have some.
I have them. I usually take them out of the box, but I keep the boxes. Because, it is nice when, you're moving. You just pop them right back in their box.
Yep.
But, I'm not a huge Pop collector.
Okay.
I missed out by never doing Mutton Chops and Funko Pops when I had Mutton Chops, but I don't have any Funko Pops.
Kevin, what is that disembodied voice?
that's our producer, Newt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We don't
acknowledge.
He talks at us sometimes.
So yeah, no, the way I display them is I'll have them like this with the figure in front, but there are some people who do it like the side where it shows the picture from here or the name from the side, one or the other. I've been seeing that, but a lot of people don't do the back because that just shows you the ones in that particular series. So
I'm excited for What If. I bought a What If comic a while back from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was what happened to Galactus when Thanos threw him away during the Infinity Gauntlet thing and he turned into Elvis Presley. And then everyone's like, Elvis Presley's back, but it was actually Galactus. I was just like, this comic makes no sense.
I have one of the most 90s ever copies of What If.
Oh no.
Really?
It is What If the Incredible Hulk had killed the Wolverine, and it's like a foil cover, like adamantium skeleton, like Wolverine on the front, like it's 3D and chromed, and
cool. Like, did it have a poly bag and a card inside and all that too?
No, I actually got it from a comic book artist. So my friend's dad wrote comic books for my entire childhood growing
up.
And Kelly Jones, who does the Vampire Batman artwork and stuff and did Sandman, he was there visiting and he had that issue with him. And I was asking him about it.
Right.
And he's like, oh, if you want it, you can have it. And I was like, yeah, I want
Heck
it.
Yeah. Know?
But it's the most 90s cover you can get.
The only one I still have is What If Aunt May Became the Herald of Galactus?
That's pretty
Wait,
funny.
What?
Yeah. Aunt May is the Herald of Galactus.
Aunt May.
I can't.
Because Galactus had a sweet tooth. they were at a Mets game, and they had to find a planet that was made of pastries. And the guy basically was talked into sacrificing his planet, which was a Twinkie, to Galactus.
Oh my god. So there was a Twinkie planet. Okay.
All right.
That makes perfect sense.
The Dark Phoenix story.
That's true.
You know what? And everything that's happened in the Loki TV series, anything is possible.
We have an alligator Loki. I haven't watched it yet. I really want to. No, it's okay.
Okay. I don't want to spoil it, but it's good.
I spoiled so many shows for people on accident. I deserve every spoiler I see. I'm like, yeah, I guess I did do that.
Well, he wears green. That's what I'll tell you.
That's the one thing I didn't want spoiled.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, Kevin.
So the item that's new to my collection is actually, it's another copy of a Battlecore G.I. Joe figure.
Okay.
So towards the end of G.I. Joe, they had so many sub-teams, like Eco Warriors and Drug Elimination Force, that they decided to call the guys that weren't on a team, a team. And they came up with Battlecore for that. It was actually a sub-team that was going to be called Battle Rangers, and then they were going to be Talking Rangers, then they came up with Battle Rangers, and then they just turned into Battlecore. It was like an idea that just kept going through marketing and dropping features until it just was like, oh, the regular G.I. Joes are called Battlecore. And one of the figures that came in that line was an Outback figure. And Outback was a character from years ago, and they were going to make him part of the Eco Warriors, but then they dropped Eco Warriors after two waves, and the third wave of Eco Warriors guys just became part of Battlecore.
Right.
Wait, so what did the Eco Warriors do?
The Eco Warriors tried to save the planet, because every sub-team was just something that was popular with 90s kids. So Captain Planet was a thing, so we needed Eco Warriors.
Right. Yep.
And ninjas were cool, so we needed Ninja Force. And, you know, Power Rangers was a thing. And so, like, they just kept coming up with these sub-teams.
And neon colors everywhere. So,
a lot of the Battlecore guys got two paint schemes. They were released in 92 and 93, a lot of them. So Outback here got two different paint schemes. They're mostly the same. You can see the hats are different colors. Mm-hmm. And then this one has this weird swirled plastic rainbow pants.
I was going to say, is it messed up? But that's what he actually came with?
Yeah, he came like that. And so
it looks like camo, which I guess would make sense if you're an Eco Warrior.
Yeah, so there were about, I think there were two figures, Cross Country and Outback, that had the swirled plastic pants. And Hasbro would come back to this in the 2000s, and actually how they did a lot of the camouflage in the 2000 line was swirled plastic. But I call this variant Rainbow Pants.
Yeah.
And I've had this one with a broken waist in my collection for years, and this has been like a goal of mine, is to like get rid of the junky figures in my collection.
Right.
Like, I have all but one of the vintage G.I. Joe guys made from 82 to 94. And it's like, why do I have a guy with a broken thumb or a guy with a broken waist? Like, at this point, there shouldn't be any like placeholder figures.
Right.
Weren't they kind of notorious for their hands breaking?
Yes, the thumbs break and the waist break very easy.
Yep.
And so, you know, it happens. Even now, like, I'll pull guys out to do something. Like, I did some top 10 G.I. Joe videos a little while ago, and I broke a guy's waist changing his rubber band for the video. I broke a guy's thumb putting a weapon in his hand for the video. They're getting fragile, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was at Joe Fest in Atlanta, or in Augusta, Georgia, I'm sorry. And I looked for one and couldn't find one. So I finally went on Marketplace, and I bought one. It's still in the package, but the bubble's crushed.
Oh, you can open that sucker.
But yeah, this guy's going to get open. I'll have a nice minty fresh one.
Nice.
But he's got, you know, rainbow pants, just like this guy.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a club kid from the 90s. Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah,
Facebook, I was one, by the way.
Yeah, Facebook Marketplace has been a gold mine for me lately.
So this is the ridiculous part of the story, though. So I messaged the guy like the day before. It was one of these situations where people have all these rules for the thing they're buying. You're buying off Marketplace.
Please
contact me because da da da. You know. So I'm not like super into Marketplace. Like I haven't done it enough to really like know all the ins and outs. So anyway, I like clicked on the thing to like order the item or whatever, and then I had read that he said you know get a hold of me and like PayPal me the money or whatever. So I sent him a message, and then he got back to me. And basically the guy's like, you know, here's my email address, just pay me, and you know, and I'll mail it to you. And so he got back to me the next day, and I was babysitting my girlfriend's son at the time when he messaged me, and I was like, oh, well, let me just like send the guy the money real quick. And meanwhile, I have a 3-year-old that's like talking my ear off and like,
oh, no.
You know, jumping on my lap and stuff. So I'm typing the guy's email address in, and it's like jsteele@something, and I send the money, and then, like, later on that day, I get a message from the guy. He's like, yo, I never got the money. And I was like, I send him the screenshot. Like, here's the email. And he goes, my name's Jonathan. You sent that to Joe. You're like, here's my email address. And I was like, oh, there was like a number, but like whatever, yeah, you know. Like,
I hate when they overcomplicate it.
I was like,
it.
Oh, shoot. So like, oh, I was typing it, got distracted, never put in the number at the end.
It's funny you mentioned that. A few weeks ago, some Italian guy sent me €250.
Okay.
And I emailed him back. And what? I'm like, hey, are you donating this because you like my show? What's going on? And apparently there's like a jeweler in Italy that has a very similar name, and he accidentally sent it to me instead of the jeweler.
Another Antonio in Italy?
Yeah, no. Yeah, believe it or not, there's another Antonio in Italy, and I was like, wait, why am I getting some?
Do you own a jewelry business? You don't
I
know.
I don't own a jewelry business.
Maybe you do, you just don't know.
But that's funny that you say that, because I was on the receiving end.
So the guy claimed the money.
Oh, no.
See, and I knew something was up, and I returned it.
Well, so in the guy's defense, I'm an idiot, and for, like, the subject line, I just put Outback.
That does not sound right.
Instead of saying, like, G.I. Joe Marketplace purchase, I put Outback. So the guy is probably going, like,
what are you going to do, Outback?
I don't remember splitting a check with somebody at Outback, but okay, you know, like.
He probably thought some good Samaritan wants him to have Outback Steakhouse.
Well, good for you for giving that good person just a little extra money for their day.
I had an issue though recently. I bought a Godzilla 98 toy case, which is in my case over there. And the guy was like, I don't trust Facebook. Please Venmo me. And then I did. And then I noticed he never took the listing down. So like a week later, I'm like, hey man, what's going on? Ooh. He's like, oh, my dad accidentally threw it away. And I'm like, all right, you got to refund me. And then he did. And then I noticed the listing is still up. So he's just phishing people and hoping they forget. I'm like, nah, you're not getting that one by
me.
And then I got it off eBay for like way cheaper.
Wow. Yes. Kevin, you gave person money. Come on.
Yeah, no, I feel like a total idiot for sending the wrong guy money. I'm like,
it happens.
Blame the three-year-old. Just blame the three-year-old.
No, it's totally the three-year-old.
It's totally the three-year-old's fault.
I mean, not while I'm buying toys.
It's better than my, I told the story recently, my cousin, her son was real into Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And he watched her, this was a few years ago, he watched her as she was buying stuff on Amazon and memorized how to do it, and he bought himself like $1,000 worth of Ghostbusters toys. And they didn't catch on until the boxes came. They're like, wait, what's happening?
Oh my God.
That's how I got all mine.
Yeah.
He's selling them in the parking lot. All right, so Peg Warmers is our next segment. It's our namesake here.
Yeah.
And Mike, you brought with us a diecast toy that you've seen hanging on the pegs for a while.
Yeah. So over the years, I say I don't buy Hot Wheels, but I buy Hot Wheels. You know, cars from time to time, we're ones. So over the years, I've seen this one hang out on the pegs more than longer.
Excuse me, that's not a Hot Wheel. It's a Jada toy.
It's a Hot Wheels car, but it's Jada.
Well, what kind of show is this when you don't know the... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. This was one of the cool ones of the Mach 5 from Speed Racer, which I got. But then you go into the store, and there was like 20 of them on the peg, and they just stayed there forever. This was a few years back, and they seemed to stay for like 5-6 years. I got one for myself, because I'm like, I want this. It's cool, but it was just a peg warmer, again, 5-10 years ago, right when the movie was coming out, that live-action film.
Wow.
So that was that one.
Have you reviewed that yet?
I have not. Well, no, I mentioned it in an episode we shot recently when Speed Racer came out. I had a really bad haircut. And my dad's friend was visiting me at work, and he goes, man.
Unlike the good one I have now.
And he's I wasn't going to say it.
He goes, man, your haircut's really bad. I'm like, I know, the girl butchered it. And then he's like, I saw the new Speed Racer, and I was like, how was it? And he goes, about as good as your haircut. So then I never saw the movie.
Oh, my God. See, I love that movie.
A lot of people love it. Yeah. I will finally, like, sit and watch it.
It is definitely one of the craziest films you'll ever watch, but it's so much fun and true to the original anime. Like, it looks like anime on film, but that's a whole different tangent. Yeah. Yeah, it is so good. Other peg warmers, now these are Hot Wheels, actually. We did a recent episode where we were talking about Ghostbusters. I actually found this two-pack of the original Ghostbusters car and an Ecto-1A.
It's hard to believe that was a peg warmer.
Yeah, because
it
it's both
like
cars.
Ecto-1s are so popular.
Yeah.
Remember when the Ecto-1A came with Fujifilm?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. So this one was a peg warmer, and now you can go into a store, and every so often when they do the retro lines again, Ecto-1 seems to peg warm as well for whatever reason. I don't know why, because it's such a pop. It's a very iconic car, and every generation loves Ghostbusters, at least the first film, at all times.
It's not something you would expect to be a peg warmer, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And then finally, Hot Wheels does this retro line again every so often, and they do something a little different, where it's a, like, this in case is not a retro car, but it's a Deadpool food truck.
That's pretty funny.
Chimichanga. It even has a little Deadpool right inside.
And that sat on pegs? That was a peg?
That sat on pegs for a long time. And then every so often they recycle it with different artwork, but they have it come out. What I do love about it, though, again, peg warmer, I have a couple of these because I have to have one out. On the top, it has a body outline.
Oh, that's funny.
It has an actual body outline on the top. I just love that.
I wonder if some of those things get case packed as a single car. And the stores just get more of them than you'd expect, and that's what creates the
That
peg?
Could be. Like with this one here, they actually show the cars in the back.
Okay,
of
so
what's
there
coming.
Are more than one car in that
wave. Yeah, in that particular wave. So they had in this one the Ghost Rider car charger, which I thought was cool. They had the Milano from Guardians of the Galaxy, which was also part of their regular release as well, but this one had a better paint job and a better stand. They have the Punisher van that came out, and then the Spider-Mobile, which was the buggy.
Which I think Kieran has. Oh, I think he has the Spider-Mobile.
I love that car. And those always seem to go off pretty quickly, but this one, because maybe there were so many of the Deadpool that, I don't know, that was crazy.
I think that's another question I would ask somebody from Mattel if I talked to somebody that worked on Hot Wheels, is like, do they have more peg warmers in those deluxe cars where they cost more? Because parents buy the kids the $1.09 ones all the time, or the 99-cent ones all the time.
Right.
And I wonder if it's just because of the price point at $5, it's
it could very well be
car only kind of thing.
And then some of the ones that are $5 or $3, or like this was $8, I think, the two pack, you know, they do go up in value, but then they don't make them again too.
Right.
Whereas others, they tend to recycle them, keep making them, or they put it in the regular line with like non-rubber tires or anything like that. Notorious for that as peg warmers are the Batmobiles that they've come out with in the regular line and in the deluxe lines like this. Where you see like the original 89 Batman or the 66 Batmobile are now most currently the new Batmobile for the new The Batman film that's hitting, that's coming out. That's actually slightly a peg warmer from time to time. I can still find it on the pegs fairly easily now.
Again, I wonder too, like we're talking about the case assortments, do they just put like three Batmobiles in every case for one of every other car, and so that they sort of create the peg warmer because it will move eventually.
And they don't put the little treasure hunt thing on the back of the Hot Wheels car. Again, I'm not a Hot Wheels collector. I just know enough about it to be dangerous. There's a little, there's treasure hunt ones where they have a special mark on Hot Wheels. Our friend Nick, he knows all this. Like, he knows the Hot Wheels stuff inside and out. Those tend to go fast because people are waiting for it.
You know, my coworker in my office has just a wall of Hot Wheels Batman. I feel bad I didn't bring it in, but I actually did buy a peg warmer in the last few months.
What'd you buy?
The Black Series of Jar Jar Binks.
Oh!
Believe it or not, guys.
Wow.
People really didn't want the new Jar Jar Binks toy.
Hard to believe.
It looks
Which
so
is
good.
Weird, because the internet has decided that Jar Jar Binks is great, and those movies are great, so I thought there'd be more demand for his toys. But no, I went to Target, and there were just a rack of the peg was filled. And I'm like, all right, I know who's going to accompany my Constable Zuvio toy. So I bought him, and then I'm moving now, but I had him in my kitchen. I would have brought it in if he wasn't in the box. I had him in my kitchen, just Constable Zuvio, Jar Jar Binks, still in the box right next to each other. I'm like, there they are, a match made in heaven.
I have four Rose Ticos.
Oh, yeah.
You need eight more to have a dozen. Yeah. Sorry, had to go there. We know they came out with a different packaged version of that, Jar Jar 2. Jar Jar was a Best Buy exclusive on the original Power of the Force style car.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see that.
Episode 1 style car.
It came with like the stupid purple shield that never shows up again in Star Wars, and it looks like a really useful thing that other planets could. Anyway, but that's my peg warmer.
Only the Gungans know how to make them.
I guess so. They're not sharing that information.
It's because after the movie, all the Gungans were killed by Naboo.
No, not all of them. One of them showed up in Return of the Jedi when they digitally added them back in.
That's right.
That symbiote relationship they talk about is all not real. All right, so after we talk about the Gungan alien race, we're on to our main topic, which is the Kenner aliens.
Kenner aliens. And now also, this also ties into my What Have You Collected Recently segment. So I grew up with Kenner aliens. The two that I own, my original ones in my office, and I lost the other one, were the Scorpion alien. Oh, God.
Oh, man. We're about to have a domino effect.
Blow.
The Scorpion alien and the Panther alien.
Whoa.
And, of course, I love the Scorpion alien. We talked about this before because it was the closest to the original alien.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, however, they did make regular aliens. Eventually, they did an AVP toy line.
Right.
Where it was like the warrior alien. And actually, producer, can you grab me my Alien versus Predator toy box there?
Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, just grab that one. Sorry. I forgot that I have one in a box. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, so eventually they did make a regular Alien 2 that came with a Predator, but then they also made ones that...
And I love the way that Alien looked, but his articulation was... He was too pre-posed,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I do army build that Alien. When I see them at flea markets and toy shows in, like, dollar bins, I buy it every time I see it.
Yeah, so, of course, I have the Scorpion Alien.
Mm-hmm.
And Night Panther. And the cool thing about Night Panther was that they didn't make a dog or ox, depending on which version of Alien 3 you watch. They didn't really make a dog or ox alien toy. McFarlane eventually did, NECA did, and then Walmart is selling one that I put there. So this was like the closest to the dog alien you could get.
Right.
And hold on. Oh, God. There we go.
Whoa.
I'll pick that up later. And I found out recently that there was a variant, the Night Panther alien. Mm. Oh, God.
Oh,
there we go.
That had much better performance. Wow, look at it shoot across the room.
So those are the two I owned, but I always wanted them. And then you lent me some for a video I shot a long time ago, and that kind of gave me the itch to get some more. So lately I was like, hey, I'm an adult now, and I have my my allowance, and I'm just going to buy my alien toys because my parents didn't buy enough of them for me. I really, really, really loved these growing up. And what are your guys' memories of these?
So I got into them hardcore when they came out. And that first wave, I had the Queen, which is there, the Scorpion Alien.
Yes.
I had the Bull Alien, who's over there.
Right.
And I had Ripley.
Okay.
Oh, you had the Colonial. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get next. I'm going to get the... And I don't care that they're out of the box because... Yeah. Oh, God. Because I kind of want to display them on the set. I'm just knocking them all down. I display them on my set, so I don't care about the... I'm not trying to collect and sell them.
Right.
I will be getting the Marines soon. And the big... I know you have it. The suit.
Power loader, yeah.
But it's like a weaponized power... It's not the power loader from the movie.
It has like wheels on the bottom or something. Yeah.
It's I guess after Aliens, they were like, wow, we could strap some guns to that power loader. Why didn't we think about this before?
So I remember, I think I only got first wave characters, but my best buddy growing up, Derek, he had a lot of these guys, like the Mantis alien, the Flying Queen, the Snake alien. Is this the Spider alien? That's like a
Queen Facehugger.
Queen Facehugger, right.
Oh. Which I will talk about in a second.
Okay. So then I did eventually, the comic book store near me, Wade's Comic Madness in Levittown.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I know Wade.
He, at one point, they did this like $5 action figure sale, and it was just like tons of like Toy Biz carded X-Men and the Kenner alien stuff. And I bought all the humans, like all the Colonial Marines.
Right.
And a few alien variants. I think I got like, maybe it was the Queen Facehugger or something else that's similar to that. Is there like a crab alien or something? I don't remember. Oh, that yep. yeah. I got that one from there. So I like doubled the size of my alien collection. I even have a boxed power loader.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Yeah. So one thing that confused me about these, I had forgotten. Okay. I forgot that they came with comic books.
Yeah, Dark Horse.
Oh, they also came with little facehuggers.
To go on to humans.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Scorpion one. I haven't found... A lot of people aren't selling the facehuggers.
Hmm.
I've seen a couple...
They probably got lost a lot, too.
I see like people who are selling lots of them, and they're included. But my girlfriend will yell at me if I buy...
Yeah.
15 Mantis aliens to get a couple more facehuggers.
But you need the facehuggers.
I know. That's what I keep saying.
The Queen came with a chest burster.
That's right. Wait, I need to find that one.
It won't fit.
It doesn't fit on her.
Okay,
so I'm glad you mentioned that. So I forgot about the comics growing up. Right. And I remember years ago being like, oh yeah, those toys were kind of stupid. Because I'm like, a facehugger wouldn't facehug a scorpion. It would just eat it because it's real tiny. And then I looked up the comics. You can find them online. Mm. And it's like, oh, no, that wasn't a scorpion. It was a space scorpion.
Of course it was.
That was big enough for a facehugger to facehug, which is why you get the, oh, God, where did it go? You get the scorpion aliens, which in this comic are red for some reason. And also, for some reason, they don't. So the only thing scorpion about it is it has a stinger.
Yeah.
Which I think the regular alien already had a sharp pointed tail. And like his dorsal spines on the back have stingers as well.
Yeah.
It does, like, everything else, like, okay, that's a mantis, that's a crab. Like, why, this is also an arachnid. Why did it not look like an arachnid?
The early wave, I felt like the bull alien was the one that looked the most like
what it was supposed to be.
Even the gorilla alien. Like,
yeah. It's oh, got speaking big of gorilla arms. Alien, that what? Was another one. I'm like, oh, man, did the aliens go to Earth?
Oh, and facehug an
and facehug a gorilla? Nope. Hold on here. I love this.
Oh, maybe no. they visited the planet of the apes.
Is it the chimp that we sent into space?
Yeah, yeah. there's a race of alien apes on a planet that has four arms.
Oh,
like Goro.
What?
And I think it was the one right before this. Hold on.
Well, I'm glad there's a lot of logic and thought that went into this.
There is. Oh, I can't find it. There's one panel. We'll show the picture of it where it's just, it's a space gorilla looking at the facehugger going, ook, ook. It's like, that's how the comic ends. So yeah, they did put a lot of work into this, be like, oh yeah, no, they are face hugging other aliens that resemble animals on Earth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And did these come out after Alien 3 or before?
This was right around Alien 3, because when I was working at KB Toys, 91 to 93, these were some of the things that we were selling, actually.
Okay.
They were huge at that
time. So they must have known
Alien 3 was out,
by the way. Must have known that Alien 3, I mean, Alien 1 said, you know, it mixes whatever the host was, but then aliens just did humans again. So I guess they caught on that Alien 3 was going to have a dog or an ox.
Yep.
I think they call it the runner alien in some games. And they were like, all right, we can make a whole toy line based off that. Ironically, we're not going to do a dog alien, which is the one from the movie, but whatever. This is an R-rated movie that kids can't see anyway. It's weird we're making toys.
So they had a plan for a cartoon show.
Yes, yep. they
and it
did.
It just never came out.
It never came out.
Which is why the human characters were so different looking. Like, oh, yeah. Yep. Bishop is...
By the way, okay, so I guess Alien 3... So they wanted to do the animal thing,
right.
but they wanted to ignore the continuity because Apone is still alive.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, all of them are still alive.
Apone is alive.
Vasquez is alive.
Vasquez. How are they still?
Hicks isn't, like, burned alive.
Yep.
Hicks isn't burned alive. Like, how are they all still alive?
It's funny because it's almost like a prequel, but Ripley's in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really work.
Exactly.
It's in its own universe.
It is.
But, yeah, I don't have all of them. I'm still missing some of them. I forget which ones I'm missing. Can you guys? Do you guys?
Oh gosh!
Just scanning it. I have the queen that came with the hive set right there, but I don't have the egg sack. Yeah,
there was like a slime one, I think, too, if I remember, like some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and there were different. The boar alien with the spikes.
Yes,
I'm missing him.
Yep,
and I'm missing a couple others. But yeah, they all have fun features. I already showed that these shoot tiny aliens off their back. But yeah, this was everyone's favorite. Kevin, you wanna give me a little finger gun action?
Pew pew.
Boom!
Oh, we got him.
Its body would just shatter, and I thought that
and
was
it even
the
has
coolest.
Red parts. Like
it has red parts. It has guts.
Yeah.
That always I thought that was the coolest thing in the world as a kid. And then we have Snake Alien, which by the way, thank you for teaching me the hot water on rubber trick. Because a friend of mine actually gave me a bunch of his toys, and like I got the big Matrix Sentinel.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to bend the limbs and it cracked right away. I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, Kevin told me you got to boil it. So this one was like real stiff when I got it. I'm like, hold on. I like dipped it in and I molded it. Let's see what he does. Boom. Boom. So he.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
So a mouth within a mouth was not enough.
No.
They were like, no. Snake Alien has a mouth within a mouth within another mouth.
You know what that looks like? That looks like a predator head alien almost.
It really does.
It looks like the predator.
It really does. I kind of like the snake alien.
Mother. Oh, I can't say that.
And of course, this is one of the ones we should mention. NECA has remade these and given them like a realistic design, which I thought was cool.
I bought the Ripley that they did that's in the paint scheme of the Kenner
toy. Yeah, yeah. Now, this is interesting that they made this. The what we call it, the
queen face hugger.
Queen face hugger, because there was a queen face hugger made for the movie. Didn't make it into the theatrical cut, but they actually made a queen face hugger thing. And this looks pretty accurate. The color's wrong, but they did because they wanted you to know it was the queen, so they put the queen's crown on the face hugger. So the idea was that the face hugger could have two embryos, a warrior alien to protect the queen embryo, and the queen takes longer to hatch. But it's only you only ever see it in the extended cut when they bring the ox in that just died. And the guy's like, hey, what's this? And he pulls it up and they never even do a close up on it. So it's like, wow, they worked really hard on that prop.
That makes sense now.
The funny thing about that prop, though, is there is a you know how people will fall for like obvious lies on Facebook?
Yeah.
A few years back, someone found pictures from Alien 3 of the prop guys holding it up. And there was like someone added text like, oh my God, they just found this in the ocean. And I saw so many people sharing it. And my one cousin shared it. And I was like, oh my God, you're so stupid. And then she unfriended me. So let's see. She'd been
looking for an excuse to unfriend you for a long time.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this also has a mouth within a mouth within a mouth. And then it has a tail here. And I think you... Boom!
Oh, to pull people in close?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, wrap around the figure's
pull
neck.
Pull people.
And
yeah. Can we do it?
Get out back.
Get out back.
Come on, out back.
Oh, no.
I didn't sign up for this. I'm not part of the Mega Marines. Our obvious alien ripoff line.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
There it goes.
Now, why the facehugger is bigger than the actual queen alien toy, I do not know. I can't explain that.
It's a scaling that they do in Transformers. You just don't understand.
That queen suffered a lot. It's a cool toy and a cool sculpt.
Yeah.
But to fit it in the package... She got shrunk down way tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really look like they gave her two extra arms, which I will check the comic to see if it said it came from an alien with extra arms.
Yeah.
Why are gummy worms bigger than gummy bears? What's up with the gummy?
Thank you. Yes.
I like this. I like the tail whipping action.
Yep.
And then she's got like a little air pump in her head where you can shoot out her tongue. Hold on. Oh, God.
Performance issues.
It looks cooler. There.
There it goes
like that. It does not look as cool as the one with the egg sack, which actually looks like the one from the movie.
The egg sack's very, very movie accurate.
Yeah. This...
That's one of my favorite ones right there.
No, I like it, but why did they say it was the Flying Queen? It doesn't look like...
It should have just been a bad alien or something.
Yep. There's no reason had to be...
I think there was a king alien in the line.
There was. I think that was in a later line. Actually, let's check the back of the box here. So it looks like I have all the ones in this line. Yeah, the King Alien came later. I think the Boar Alien came later.
Oh, was it Apex, the guy that has the alien costume?
Atax, yeah.
They made just for the line.
There's one other thing on the back of that package that I love, and I want to get this, but I haven't found it anywhere. There's a mini dropship vehicle.
Yeah.
And it looks just like the G.I. Joe Firebat.
Yep.
It's not that, but it looks so close to it. I've always wanted to grab that. Somewhere.
Again, I saw that at KB Toys when I worked there, sadly. Never got it. I didn't actually buy any of these, but I sold them. And I was there long enough, so they were regular price, $7.99 or whatever. And then I saw them in the $3 for $10 bin over and over.
I do like the Flying Alien Queen's veiny mohawk. Mm. That was interesting.
She looks like Freddy Krueger or something.
And then, of course, we got Mantis Alien.
That's just beautiful.
Based off a praying mantis. I assume we'll cut to the comic if it exists. The space mantis.
Mantis?
You know, praying mantises are not indigenous to America.
Really?
So many... I remember growing up, like my grandfather and stuff, like, oh, don't kill them. They're endangered. And then I find out that they're like an invasive species. They just don't reproduce fast enough to be a problem.
Hmm.
So I'm like, oh, wow, I was lied to my whole life.
Knowing is half the battle.
And now you know.
Now I know. But I like this one because it's super green. And I think this is like another one that they redid for NECA.
Yeah.
The
mantis is definitely one that is super memorable because it's got that bright color scheme.
Yeah. And of course, this is the rhino alien. So actually, the first Alien versus Predator comic, there was a race of like space rhinos that the colony was using. That comic was before they decided to mix DNA.
Oh.
So the facehuggers would facehug all these different aliens, but they would come back as regular aliens. I'm like, oh man, if this comic came out a few years later.
I still am not totally sure why a facehugger that lays eggs in a host... The host would have any effect on what the egg turned into.
It bonds with their DNA because they can't like reproduce themselves, so they have to bond with another alien's DNA. Okay.
So if the egg, all right,
yeah,
you somehow fertilize the egg once it's in you.
Yeah. So the face
whether you're male or female.
Yeah. So the face hugger has a short lifespan. It puts it in you. I mean, this has probably been retconned a million times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I think the original idea for Prometheus ruined everything. The theory was that the aliens were made as a weapon,
right?
That would just wipe out an entire society, so it would mix with their DNA, and like that was a whole thing. And then they liked that idea, and then they started making a movie, and then somewhere they were like, let's make a different movie, and everyone went, what? Anyway, this is the rhino alien. Boom! He shoots his head up, and he actually make him do his like little headbanger move there.
Somebody was like, you know, we patented a really cool gimmick for the bull alien.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yes, yes.
That's actually really cool.
I have the Bull Alien here.
First one I ever got.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty much the same thing. Hold on. Boom. And I like that his little horns, you can like
rotate.
You can grab him by the horns.
Oh, yeah.
You can grab the Bull Alien by the horns, and he also does his little headbanger. So you can play some heavy metal when you're in your room late at night, just blasting heavy metal because girls don't talk in high school like I did. And you can just go like this. And you'll be like, I'm so sad. I hope I get an internet show one day.
I am glad that even though they reused the mechanism, they did sculpt new bodies. It's
The torso is the same.
The torso is
the same.
But the
limbs are
different.
The torso
and the neck is the same because that's where the mechanism
is. It's enough different
that new limbs make it at least not seem 100% like a remake.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, we got Crab Alien here.
Crab Alien.
So, you know, the mouth isn't enough. It's got to have two other aliens that shoot out of it. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Boom. Boom.
Nice.
Now, do they grow back? Who knows? I don't understand how it works.
They weren't face huggers, though? I would think they would be face huggers shooting out.
No, that an alien being able to shoot out face huggers wasn't until Alien vs. Predator Requiem, and no one remembers that movie.
I kind of do, but
The Pred Alien was part queen or something. It was so dumb. And of course, our last one, the Gorilla Alien.
Classic. Which,
hold on. Now, this is one of those famous toys that is like a little suction thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do I need an umbrella?
So, as we all know, even though it wasn't, it has only been seen in two movies.
Here we go.
I don't want to.
He can stand in for Apone.
Okay. So the alien can shoot acid. It was briefly seen in Alien 3 and more seen in Alien Resurrection. And here we go. The Gorilla Alien. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Hold on. Oh, God. Hold on. Performance issues.
What a letdown.
Okay.
It's not even... It's all over him. You're shooting his face. No. Oh, God.
Wow. You know,
what is this show? What is going on here?
I tested... Oh, it wants to be facing
this
down.
This alien is spitzing on me over here.
So the Gorilla Alien sucked, but it looks cooler.
I think it spit well back in the day.
Yeah. And also he's like the Mantis Alien where you can like...
Yeah, they reused that mechanism.
Yeah, and does he also have the same body as... Hold on, his body is the same as the Mantis Alien. Yeah, so he has the same torso.
Started retooling stuff.
Yeah. And actually, no, that one's different. Those are the Kenner Aliens. And like I said, I got in the box, the Alien versus Predator. I have in my office the... Whoa, God.
Got him.
Is he not even on the box? It's like the Knights. Oh, yeah. The Crack Tusk Predator.
Oh, the Crack Tusk Predator,
But he's missing all his accessories.
Well, that
happens. But yeah, so I am slowly going through the Kenner Alien toy line unboxed.
I never got into the Predator toys as much. I don't know if it was the fact that they were just kind of like basic action figures. I don't know if it was the features on these that made me more into the aliens than the...
You know what's weird? So I did have a couple in a box. I think there was one called the Night Stalker Predator. And then I had the Alien Warrior drone, which was like blue. It was a regular alien, but blue. And I have no idea where they went. That and my McFarlane the Fly toy, Movie Maniacs, just gone forever. Just I moved once and I never saw them again.
I mean, for me, what I love about these, and again, I didn't get them myself, but what I loved about them was, again, around the same time as McFarlane toys, these had the most excellent sculpts. Mm-hmm. They looked really great, but they were actually functional. You could actually do something with them, whereas McFarlane toys were
a statue. My McFarlane 12-inch Xenomorph up there, which I have to keep gluing his legs together because they constantly break over and over. Because McFarlane toys are not meant to be out of the box.
No.
You breathe on it.
I know that from my Sleepy Hollow Headless Horseman. Mm. The rubber just rotted on him and melted just because my room was hot one year.
I think I have the Christopher Walken figure from that.
I never got that one. I just got the one that came with the tree, the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they're making new alien toys.
Yeah, the new ones are by Lennard, which is, like, the core, the old, like, G.I. Joe knockoff.
And it's funny, because, like, you look at that, and it's, like, the actual, it looks like the movie, but it's colored for kids, which I thought was interesting. I have the big red queen.
I have the purple queen.
Yeah, and, and this was fun, and one day I want to come back and talk about the Alien Resurrection toys.
Those are, like, the Black Series. Before Black Series of Star Wars. That's what they were, because they were the signature series.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, you also had them with no articulation. Yeah. They really were. They were almost worse than McFarlane toys.
I'm finding a lot of them on eBay for not much money. So I think the next thing I'm going to do is just buy all them. I have the Aqua one. That's another. Okay. The Aqua Alien just disappeared. It's gone to time.
The one that never sold that was a peg warmer. That one actually sold. Winona Ryder, her character.
Oh, no one won it. Cull from Alien Resurrection.
Yep.
I thought back in the day with these, and you can see it even when I told you what I collected out of them, was like, why would anybody want the humans?
Yeah.
From that line. Like,
no comment. No,
well, you need the humans because the aliens have to like hunt something.
Yeah, but I feel like every kid owns like human figures, right? Like you can have them. That's hunt true. Look, your G.I. Joes, your Star Wars guys.
My
whatever.
Scorpion alien fought a lot of Star Wars characters. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So to me, to buy a Bishop figure that looked nothing like Bishop from the movie was like, why would I want that guy?
Like now I want it for the novelty. But if I was a kid and I saw that Ripley figure, like, I'd be like, no.
I got that Ripley figure because I thought she was cool with the flamethrower.
Most you want the Ripley. That would be it.
You know, but like the Hicks just kind of looks like a knockoff G.I. Joe. Like he doesn't.
Were they the same size as G.I. Joe?
They're a little bigger. A
little bigger, yeah.
But he just kind of looked like a cheap G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And, you know, Apone was kind of cool looking, I thought. I think he was probably my next favorite guy.
Mm. No bugs.
Yeah, no bugs.
No bugs, no bugs on his shirt.
Yep.
One that I really wanted from that time was. It came in a big box, and I've seen this. It's like a Marine. It might have been Hicks or whatever with like a big alien. They came together in a box. I remember seeing that in a toy store. My dad was like thinking about buying it, and then he's like, nah.
$29.99.
But that was like a cool, really, really big one that they sold for a bit because I didn't see a lot of big aliens until McFarlane started making them. Alien Resurrection, it's not on the back of that box, but they did make a big like 12-inch alien that was based off the first movie for some reason.
Yeah.
Like they made their drone alien for Resurrection. They're like, oh, and we're also doing this. And it's like, well, it's not in that movie.
Alien toys started with Kenner making an 18-inch tall alien
the big
figure.
Chap,
and,
right?
Yeah, and then they pulled it because it was just like there were too many complaints about this being this scary toy for kids.
Yeah, well, those are super expensive. The big chaps, like I saw some video where someone has like 15 of them. Like, holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's the retirement.
He was probably buying them years ago when nobody was paying attention.
Well, I saw with like this line too. You had a commercial, like several commercials aimed at kids to sell them this R-rated toy line.
And again, I was the kid with the parents who didn't care about rating system.
You had the narrator, stop the bug.
Yeah. my parents did not care about ratings, so I saw aliens at a young age. And for me, I'm like, oh yeah, these are kids' movies, just like RoboCop. That's a robot police officer.
Well, then they made a cartoon.
Then you talk to other kids, and you're like, they're like, we're not allowed to watch that. You're like, why? It's like, oh, I'm the weird one.
So I had a bunch of the RoboCop and the Ultra Police toys. I loved that line.
Oh, those
and
are great.
My mom taped RoboCop off TV for me because I begged her. I was like, Mom, I really want to see RoboCop. Like a kid at school told me the story, and I was like, no, that can't be the story. And
like unedited, like off of
So my mom taped off TV. So it was edited for TV.
My first copy. Oh, edited for TV.
So this is edited for TV. My mom would play it.
Just had a bootleg.
I asked if I could watch it. Right. So the next day or whatever, she puts it on, and after like the first really violent scene, my mom's like, "I think that's enough for today." And so the next day, I come from school. I'm like, "Mom, can I watch more RoboCop?" Right. So we watch. I watch the next segment, you know, and then the next violence. You say, "I think that's enough for today." So it goes through. We finally get through them all, and then like the next day, I was like, "Can I watch RoboCop again?" Like I finished watching. My mom's like, "Oh no, I taped over it already. You can't see that."
Oh, you were denied.
Meanwhile, I was like 3 or 4. And I was learning how to use the VCR.
Mm.
And, like, the two tapes I would always practice with were Predator and RoboCop.
Oh. That's beautiful.
And I didn't know how to read, but I recognized the letters and could correlate them to the movies. So I'm like, Predator. And, of course, they were, like, someone taped them off of a cable. Like a premium cable. So it wasn't edited. And those were my copies of RoboCop and Predator.
You know, I had the mom that said, here's your Blockbuster card. I've given you full access to all movies, so you can watch anything you want at 11 years old. So I'm like, oh, so I can rent Friday the 13th. I can rent RoboCop. Oh, I'm going to go rent Revenge of the Nerds. Whoa, what are you watching? Yes, anything.
Yes, Alien, like, those are definitely, like, I thought those were kids' movies until the third one. And then I've gone back and watched the commercials. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so funny.
The set they built for the commercials and for the artwork on the back of the First Wave package is phenomenal.
Oh. Yep.
Like, as a kid, I wanted that playset.
Yeah, the
like,
Alien vs. Predator set for that old toy line, they made like a little diorama on the back of the box, and it looked like the set from the movie. It had acid burns. Like, can I get that? Where's that?
Well, I think even during this time too, and those like arcades and everything, you also had the Aliens arcade game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like a side by side. You could play with someone or not, and it was the movie itself practically right there, but with two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that added to popularity of like mall kids
yeah.
going to KB Toys or whatnot and buying them too.
Barcade has Alien 3 the gun.
Oh.
What?
You know, a movie that has like one yeah. gun in it at the very end that only gets shot once. They decided to make a whole game based off of it. like the big part of that movie is that there's no guns until literally the very end. But that's all I got for Kenner Aliens, guys. All
right. Well, beautiful. I appreciate you bringing those by.
Yes. This is great.
It was fun to talk about the Kenner Aliens. I have a bunch of them, but I don't think about them too often. They're kind of like tucked away in storage. Yeah. So
if you have any extras, feel free to donate them to your old friend, Tony.
Right. I think one has to go home with me because I might have to collect them. No,
how dare you? And yeah, I would just like to say, can I give myself a little plug?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll do that. Yeah, check out Hack the Movies. New episodes every month. We do Talking About Tapes and then just the Hack the Movies show. Old movies, modern movies every Monday and Thursday night. We have a podcast feed. You can go to hackthemovies.com. Everything's right there. And yeah, you know, we talked a little bit about Alien 3, and I think everyone should just YouTube search Alien 3, just for no reason. Just type in Alien 3 into the search bar and see what comes up. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, YouTube search Alien 3, and maybe we'll talk about it one day on my show. Yes, this was a lot of fun.
All right, well, thanks for hanging on the pegs with us, and we'll see you next time.